Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and this morning we have with us, fresh back from NeoCon, Natalie Jones with Mannington Commercial. How are you doing, Natalie?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
Well, thanks for agreeing to be with us today and talking to our listeners. Natalie, actually, you had just recently been promoted, so now you're Vice President of Marketing, aren't you?
Yes, that's right, Kemp. We announced it the Sunday of NeoCon.
Well, congratulations. I think you earned it. I know that so you've been a director of marketing for, I don't know, what, about 2 years?
Going on 2 years now.
That's right. And before that, you were at Lee's, and you were Vice President of Marketing there, weren't you?
Yes, I was the VP of Brand Management over at Lee's.
Good. Well, so you've got another stripe on your apparel. That's good. Let's talk real quick about NeoCon. I know that this week is probably the week you're digging out after a lot of preparation. How did you find the show?
For us, it was a terrific show. We were a little concerned going in. People were talking that attendance might not be what it has been the last few years, but we found traffic in our showroom to be every bit as busy as it has been over the last couple years, so we were thrilled with the response that we had. The showroom was packed both Monday and Tuesday, so we felt like we had a great turnout.
Well, I've got to admit, I did go up there. I was in your showroom a couple of times. It was packed, and you won an award. So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, I guess you won an award. One of the neat things about Mannington Commercial is that you're both a carpet company and a hard surface company, and this year you were recognized for a hard surface product. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. One of the things that we always try to communicate through our showroom design is the choices that we offer as a company, both on the hard surface and the carpet side. And so this year we did, as you mentioned, won a Best of NeoCon Silver Award in the Resilient Flooring category for our new Create collection. And Create is a new offering in our luxury tile that we partnered with HOK in Chicago to do the product collaboration. It was kind of a first for Mannington, definitely on the hard surface side. We had not partnered with a design firm in the past on our hard surface product. And HOK, while they have extensive experience with product design, they had never collaborated on a hard surface product offering. So it was a first for both of us, and we feel like it was tremendously successful.
You know, I've got to admit, HOK Chicago was busy at the show. They were up there with you guys, and you guys won an award there. And they also were involved in the mix with a Lee's product that won an award down on the third floor. So,
yep, they also designed the all-steel furniture showroom. So they had a very busy NeoCon, to say the least.
All right, so this product real quick, what'd you say it was called, Create?
It's the Create Collection.
Okay, Create Collection.
And what we sought to do with it was take something, a resilient product that wasn't trying to be wood, it wasn't trying to mimic stone or stained concrete, but something that could really celebrate the medium for what it is. And the way that HOK accomplished that was by giving it a real textile feel in terms of the depth and the texture of the product, and then create just beautiful, saturated, vibrant colors with the product line.
Well, I know one of the things I noticed, it had texture, and then normally when you see a hard surface product, it's usually in a square, and you guys were doing both circles and, I guess, the inverse of a circle. What did you call that?
The diamond.
Diamond, okay.
Yep. We wanted to explore the endless possibilities with geometry. So on top of the beautiful texture of the product and the color line, then it's offered in either circles and diamonds, as you mentioned, and then also in meter-by-meter sheets or 12-by-24 rectangles, 6-by-6 squares, 24-by-24-inch squares, and then the combination that you can create with those shapes is endless. So that's why it's called the Create Collection, because it really leaves it up to the design community to configure the product in any format that they want on the floor. So each installation can be completely unique.
Is that product available now, or when will it be available?
The product should be available in September. We're in production now building inventory, so we hope to get the architect folders to market first thing this fall. But it's already been specified on a number of projects coming out of NeoCon, so that's another reason we're considering it a success, because we left the show with actual business.
Yeah, that's good. So congratulations on the Best of Neocon Silver.
Thank you.
And you also, in the front section, as you walk in, one of the things I noticed right as I walked in was you had ceramic tile right there in the entryway. But just beyond that, you had a new collection, I think, designed by a very young designer. I think you guys kind of took a little risk with this, but I think it paid off. Because, I met the lady, and, she's like a 20-something-year-old designer out of North Carolina. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yep. It's very important for us to stay in touch with the design community, and we really wanted the perspective of a designer in that 20- to 30-year-old demographic. So I had met Caitlin Phelps, and you're right, she's out of Raleigh, North Carolina, 25 years old, and was just blown away by her instinctive design nature and talent and her fresh perspective on how her design background could be translated into commercial carpet. So we partnered with her last August and had the Adorn collection to show at Neocon. And so it was really exciting just to work with her and see her, what she had envisioned, turn into real product. The Adorn collection is three different styles, and Caitlin's inspiration was the different iconic components of couture and dressmaking, and then wanted to translate those into contemporary abstractions. So the collection features a really nice contrast in positive and negative space in all three of the designs, and you have some designs that are very structured, while others are more organic and random. So she really did a terrific job, and it was a great experience for us at Mannington just to really work with that demographic and to work with her.
And it had, you know, plenty of texture, and the coloring was nice, too. Who helped her with picking the colorway for it?
Our design team here at Mannington, Peggy McGee, and our product development worked with Caitlin and myself, and then we took it around the country and got a lot of feedback on color just from various markets to make sure we were bringing the right colors to market. But you're right, she had a nice range of neutrals, very usable, complex neutrals, but then also some really fresh, saturated, rich colors that are a little more fashion-forward.
Well, like I say, that was probably a little bit of a risk on your part, but I think it paid off. I think you were a good read on, like you say, seeing talent whenever it was you met her. So congratulations with that.
Thank you.
But one thing that I'd like to point out is just walking through your booth, some new faces. Actually, you know, with Zach, is it Zahner?
Zach Zahner.
Yeah, he's been promoted. Now he's over the commercial hard surfaces business.
Yep.
And so that left a void, and you had filled that with Jim Doherty, who was running sales and marketing over at Florums. He was in your space. So,
yep, and Jim is now heading up our porcelain, and we were thrilled at Neocon to really showcase our commercial porcelain offering, because I think a lot of people, until they saw it at Neocon, weren't aware that that was part of our commercial portfolio. And I know Jim's going to really kind of take that to the next level and build up that reputation on the commercial side for our porcelain offering.
Well, I can say it was very impressive. The couple of times I was in your space, it was very busy. By the way, let me just ask you, one of the things a lot of people worry about is, you know, this economic situation we're in. But, I mean, you commented earlier that you've already been specified, so there were people there with specifications at the show. Did you find that the designers were busy?
Yes. The people that came in our space were working on actual projects, and we had memo swatches of all of the products that we were showcasing this year that they could take with them to write into their specifications. And so there were a lot of projects that came out of the show, not just people coming in and looking to see what was new.
Yeah. So not just some tire kickers, but some people with some work that they needed to get product specified for. Right?
Yep.
Good. Fantastic. All right, Natalie, I appreciate you spending time. Again, we've been talking to Natalie Jones. She's the new Vice President of Marketing at Mannington Commercial. Hey, that's got a ring to it, doesn't it? Congratulations. And she's I got to throw out here, she's a graduate of the University of Florida and a Gator. So
go Gators.
Thanks for spending time with us. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.